I would like to do something a little bit unconventional. The shmooze that I prepared these are the marmakomos. It's just one shmooze, even though there are multiple marmakomos, but it's really one shmooze. But there's another shmooze that I remember hearing from Rabbi Grumblatt when he was here that I would like to offer up on the same medrash. They would call it like an entree, like a vorspeise, an entree. Just have Rabbi Grumblatt shmooze, as I recall it. It's not. I don't know where Rabbi Grumblatt shmooze is written anywhere. Maybe Rabbi Kier has them written in his house, hidden, one of those binders. But this is the shmooze I remember. It was beautiful shmooze, to the best of my recollection. So I'll take the blame if, and try and defend it on my own. The Medrash starts, Leah Tafsa Plach Hodoya. Leah embodied the characteristic of Hodoya, well, that's a question. How do you translate Hodoya? The Matnas Kuna said, Klomar Umnus Umaisa Hauda. But we'll see. V'omdu emena bali hodaya. And presumably that means that in merit, this is going to be if you're not going to agree to my translation here, we may as well have early cake break. But v'omdu emena bali hodaya. And in merit of the fact that Leah was tafsa, she embodied, she took on this midah of hodaya, so she was zocha, she merited bali hodaya. As we see Yehuda by Yehuda, by Yakir, Yehuda by Yomer Tzad could be many. Yehuda is a descendant from Leah, said Tzad could be many. David Amar Hodol Hashem Kitov, Daniel Amar Loch Eloko Avasi, Mehodo Meshabachano. So they were also embodied this midah of hodaya. So the kasha Rabbi Grumblatt asked is, it seems that the Medrash is mixing up or confusing almost the midah of hodaa of hapam odes Hashem. And Leah said when she named Yehuda, she was giving shvach v'hodaa, praise to the Baruch Shalom. And then this different, almost different interpretation of being moda, was the pasuk that's quoted, Vayakir Yehuda Vayomer Tzad could be many. This was a statement that Yehuda made when Tamar was about to be killed. And if Yehuda would not have been moda, if he would not have confessed to his guilt in his involvement in that whole episode, they would have killed Tamar. So he had the moda on his guilt. So it's like interchanging, confusing the two different interpretations. You want to say that she was tafsa plach hodaya, onde menu bali hodaya. You want to mention David, Hodol Hashem Kitov. Hodol Hashem Kitov, that's good. Daniel, he was sedavened and he praised Hashem. Also, that's the Hodav Daniel. But how do you compare this episode by Yehuda? So, Rav Grumblatt wanted to say that we see from here that the same difficulty that you would think somebody would have to confess. Can imagine how it must have been difficult for Yehuda, even though he had a lot of, someone would have been killed, but still, to have to berabim mimavayish yourself and say, it was me. The principal's going around the room saying, if you don't confess, the whole yeshiva is going to get suspended or whatever, the whole yeshiva is going to lose 10 points, and you have to then go ahead and be moda, yeah, I'm the one who did it, pulled the whatever, fire alarm, I don't know, whatever they did. It's not easy. Of course, you were forced. You don't want everyone get punished, but you can't call it. That's serious. That's very hard. That same difficulty in conceding and confessing you have in thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Rav Gamliel said, yes, it's the same difficulty. That's why they're being presented symmetrically. They're the same. I was trying to think about what is the Hesber in that. I thought that's something my idea of the Hesber, but I would just try to challenge everyone, if we're going to have Chazaras HaShmuz tomorrow, you should come up with a Hesber for why they're equal difficulty. Because on the surface, one should be much easier. You know, you have something good happens to you. Leah had a baby boy. He's very nice. Mazel Tov. Hey, Ribbono Shel Olam, thank you very much. She had the fourth child. Also, Shkoyach, very nice. People have children. Baruch Hashem. You know, you have a child. So say, Shevach Vodav. Well, why should that be so difficult? She had, it's the same difficulty as being, as confessing, as to being Bavayish yourself. What's the point? So I don't think that's for now, because I don't know if the Hesber itself, and I can't say is Muchruch, so I don't want to say a Hesber, and then everyone's going to fight me. I'd be okay with a different Hesber also. So we'll compare notes tomorrow. Okay. That was Rav Gamliel's Shmuz, just a vorspeis, just an entree to my Shmuz. Okay. So let's continue. My Shmuz really going on the next part. Rachel Tafsa and the rest of the Marma Kalmas. Rachel Tafsa Plach Shtika. And Rachel took on the Midah of Shtika. V'amdu kol b'nei bali mastirin. And all of her children therefore merited to also have this, they had this Midah of mastirin, of, I guess, Shtika. Binyamin Yashve Yashve Pei, Yesh Peh. He has a mouth. What does that mean? Yodea b'michiroso shel Yosef, eno magid. He knows about the, Binyamin knew about the sale of Yosef. He knew Yosef's whereabouts, but he didn't tell anyone. Because Yosef was the descendant of Rachel. Shol also, v'ez dvaram lucha, quoting from the Pasuk in Shmuel on bottom, Vesvar Melucha Lo Higid Lo Asher Meshmuel. Shaul did not reveal that he had been told by Shmuel that he would become the Melech. Also, Plach Shtika. And Esther, Ein Esther Magedes Melarata Vesama. And Esther did not reveal that which nationality she was from. So, don't get scared off by the Marma Kalmus. It just explained this Medrash. The Rishash says, what does it mean, Rachel? Where was the Shtika of Rachel? Shlogol sel Yaakov, she wrote sel Lavan lahachlif es Leah tachdeh. She didn't tell Yaakov that Lavan was going to switch. He was going to do a bait and switch with Leah. This was an element of tznius. The local parish Rashi Sham, who dumyul the tznius shol the Esther. This also is similar to the tznius, the modesty of shol and Esther. The having gamkin adi shtika. The same tznius through shtika existed by shol and Esther. Okay. Mastir in the Matnas Kuna, Lashon Sasar, or Seser, hidden. Yashve Leficha Yakavua Bechoshin Avno. Therefore, it was set on the breastplate, on the stone. Even Yashve, no trikun, it comes in the words Yeshpeh. Shahila Pelagalas Mechiris Yosef. Binyamin could have revealed the sale of Yosef. Lo Asa. He didn't do that. Because Binyamin saw that Ribbono Shel Olam agreed, consented, endorsed the sale of Yosef. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't reveal it to Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I guess Yaakov had Ruach HaKodesh, and yet this was concealed to Yaakov. So Binyamin figured out from that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the sale, for whatever reason, to stay as is. Esther Mishevet Binyamin Haisa. Esther was from Shevet Binyamin. What else do we need here? Gets a little bit more, you know, in the Medrash Rabbah he goes through that, but if you, just clarifies it, we don't need to read that. And the Rashi of Megillas Esther, what was the shtika of Esther? Everyone's always ready for to learn Megillas Esther. Esher lo sagid kedei sheyomru she mishpacha bzuya. She didn't reveal that she was. I'm sorry, she didn't say where she was from, so that people should say she was from a mishpacha bzuya. She was not from royalty. Bishalchua, and they'll send her out. Shem yodu she mishpacha shol hamelech, because if they would find out she was from Shol, she was from royalty, they'd keep her in the palace. They'd keep her married to Achashverosh. Who wants to be married to Achashverosh? She's a guy. Can't be married to a guy. So in order that she should somehow have a escape route, a path to the outside, don't say where you're from, because as soon as you reveal it, you're done. No way out. And by Shmuel, as you read before, there's Dvaram Luchalo, he get Derek Tznius Haisabo. You know, he didn't go ahead and blabber out that he's going to be the next king. It's like almost like an issue of, you know, like Gaiva. You know, by the way, I'm going to be the next king. I was told I'm going to be the next king. I'm the next king. It was Derek Tznius, Hatznei Leches. He didn't tell anyone. He kept it quiet. Okay, so let's analyze this for a second. So Rachel was Tafas Plachshtika, and Mimela, her children, merited also this shtika. And what are the situations? So you have Binyamin, you have Shol, and you have Esther. I have a kasha. So Binyamin, it's almost like because Rachel had this midah of shtika, she merited, or to a certain extent, there was a connection. In other words, their descendants had this, so to speak, this chus that would enable them to be able to reach this level of shtika. Because without, it seems to me, without this DNA that was embedded in her descendants from Rachel, could be they wouldn't have reached this level. But let's try to understand this. As Binyamin knew that the Ribbono Shel Olam was maskim to the Mechiras Yosef. Shaul had no reason to announce that he'd be Melech. It was just like, I'm going to be the king. It's just the Derech Tznius. Doesn't seem like somebody. Yeah, you want to just show off, or you announce that you're the king. What reason would Shaul have to say that he'd be the melech? Derech Tznius is to keep it quiet. But I don't know, even if you want to hock me up on those two, Binyamin and Shaul, but by Esther, it's like mind-boggling. By Esther, if Esther would have revealed that she was from Mishpacha Shaul HaMelech, if she would have done that, she would have been resigning herself to a death sentence, a life sentence of living with this Russia, Achashverosh. So, even without any kind of embedded character trait from Rachel, why would there be any kind of nisayon for Esther lahagid maladata? Why would you do that? And by the same token, just follow it through, but same kasha Binyamin. You hear the kasha by Esther, it almost makes the other kasha stronger. Like, what's the connection? Even without Rachel, you would think just like common decency, Esther's going to go ahead and ruin the whole. And don't forget, Esther is there, and she knows she's there to save the Klal Yisrael, the Rashi. I meant to put it on the sheet, but there's a Rashi says that this is one of the three times in all of Tanakh where the Yeshua, the salvation, was placed even before the problem, that they knew about it. Mordechai knew Esther was there to save Klal Yisrael. He just didn't know what the issue was. The story had not unfolded. But Mordechai knew that Esther was in the palace, that she was selected to save Klal Yisrael. That's why he kept walking, the pasuk says. He kept going b'chatzar ha-melech to find out what's happening, because he knew somehow she's going to be the savior. So she's going to go ahead. And I don't know if that would be a steer, because in economy she would end up staying there. I don't know if that's a riot. Okay, fine, I'll leave that point out. But Lemaisa, Esther, she would have no reason to say she was a mishpachas shol. And yet we see that there's some kind of nisayon here. So Elamai, you see a certain nisayon to be able to almost be very selfish. Shol would have a certain thrill to be able to say, I'm going to be the king. Binyamin, even though he knew that it was endorsed by the Ribono Shel Olam, says, I have information. You know it is when you have information that nobody knows. So you reveal the information. By the way, you know what Yosef is? Yosef Mitzrayim. Even though there was the other cheshbon, which one would think that the two don't rate against each other. On one hand, you have the Ribono Shel Olam is endorsing it. On the other hand, you have this urge to be able to say over the information. And yet still, it seems like there was some kind of nesayah, and that the zchus from Rachel helped. You needed that help, that additional help. That means there is some nesayah. You see that the level of self-centeredness that one is capable of having. Esther, for her own demise, she could have theoretically revealed which mishpacha she was coming from. So the shmuz is presuming that there's a connection, and the kasha is, what do you need a connection for? These are overwhelming reasons why one should embrace shtika under these circumstances, and yet it seems from the medrash that there would have been a nisayon, and there was this additional addition from Rachel that overwhelmed the nisayon. But what is that? What is that? A person could be so engrossed in his own need to be able to, you know, look better, sound better, appear in the know, you see that it's a very strong taiva. And one has to, you know, question oneself when in the position of having information that you can't reveal it. You have to be tofes plach shtika.